This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this episode of Chimes Bookshelf, let us pick up the next book in trilogy about Bastable children, written by Edith Nesbit. It's called The Would-Be Goods. Yes. Doesn't the name suggest that some people want to be good people here? It gives it away, right? So, it is about the Bastable children, all six of them, ones we spoke about in the last episode. Dora, Oswald, Dickie, Alice, Noel, and H.O. They are joined by Denny and Daisy. They are the children of their father's business associate, and they go to the Society of Would-Be Goods. Yes, this is a society which shapes up character of people by teaching them to do good deeds. And they indeed try doing that, but in the process, they do a couple of things which make it a little more notorious than what it should be otherwise. What they try to do? They try to erect a tombstone to memorize a neighbor. But instead, they fall prey to a person, a scoundrel, who locks them in the tower and demands money. Another incident they do is that they try to dam a river with the help of a river lock in order to control the floods which are indoor. But instead, it creates havoc. And also, they have some trouble with the circus as well, where they try to rescue farm animals which were being used as a talent. All these children, by all means, are totally incredible. There are many things they do in process of trying to do good things, become would-be goods, but a lot of backfire happens. What exactly happens? For that, you have to pick up a copy of this book and read it. Absolutely. In the next episode, we are going to bring the third book of the trilogy, written about Bastable children by Edith Nesbit. Till then, listen to other episodes of this podcast for our more reviews and recommendations. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share. Chimes Bookshelf.